Hello, I'm James Menendez. Welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. We're coming to you live from London. In a moment, we'll hear from Ukraine. That's our top story today. But a little later in the programme, in about 15 minutes, we'll hear about a new UN report which says the main indicators of climate change again broke records last year, prompting this reaction from the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres.
The global energy system is broken and bringing us ever closer to climate catastrophe. Fossil fuels are a dead end, environmentally and economically. The war in Ukraine and its immediate effects on energy prices is yet another wake-up call. The only sustainable future is a renewable one.
More on the details of that report, as I say, coming up in this half hour of the programme. Our main headlines for the BBC newsroom this hour. The World Meteorological Organization says 2021 saw alarming new records for sea levels, ocean heat and greenhouse gas concentrations as the climate crisis accelerated. More on that in just a moment. This is James Menendez with NewsHour live from the BBC. Now, when it comes to the issue of climate change, we're always on the lookout for good news about progress tackling global warming or finding out about innovative solutions to the crisis. But it is impossible to ignore the scale of the challenge, especially when millions of people are struggling to cope with the extreme weather associated with a hotter atmosphere. And that's set out in devastating detail in the annual report of the UN's World Meteorological Organization released today. Our climate editor, Justin Rowlett, has been telling me more.
They've pulled up what they describe as four key kind of indicators of planetary health, which they say have reached kind of record levels. So they've taken atmospheric CO2 concentrations, which obviously we talk about a lot. Sea level rise, again, record levels, 4.5 millimetres a year, the highest it's ever been. Ocean heat, we talk about a lot less. The oceans are getting hotter. 90% of the heat that's gone into the atmosphere, you know, from climate change goes into the oceans. So that's important. And then ocean acidification. And it's quite interesting because I was talking to a friend about this and he said, yeah, but those figures always go up, don't they? And I was like, yeah, that's the point. That's why we should worry about it. They do relentlessly rise. And, you know, records are often broken because we're pushing the boundaries of these things. So let's take the ones that we don't normally talk about, the ocean heat and the ocean acidification. There's this phenomenon of seawater becoming more stratified. So the top level of water gets hotter. As it's hotter, it's lighter, so it circulates less and therefore it's prone to get hotter. It's also prone, warmer water holds less oxygen, so it deoxygenates. And at the same time, it absorbs carbon dioxide from the increasing concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, acidifying it, right? So you've got hotter, less oxygen rich, more acidic water. Now, most sea creatures have evolved to cope with different environments. And that means they're going to find it really hard. And it really isn't hard to go from that fact to the challenges that human society is likely to face as a consequence. You don't need to be a scientist to make that link. And I think that's why they're pulling these things out and saying, look, you know, these really are indicators, as they say, of planetary health. And we really do have to have regard from that. And there was a blistering speech today, I think it's fair to say, from Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, who right at the beginning of his tenure at the UN said, I want to make my, you know, my time at the UN all about climate change. Obviously, you know, you might imagine he'd been derailed by Ukraine. He's made that a huge issue. But he's saying, look, we cannot lose sight of this other, you know, potential catastrophe, and says, you know, the way that the energy system works now is taking us towards what he describes as, yeah, climate catastrophe.
And so if records are being broken, that suggests that there is at the moment no break on the direction of travel, if you like. I mean, are there any rays of hope at all?
Well, look, on the one hand, you know, as we said, I mean, the kind of the headline figure, I guess, global atmospheric CO2 has reached a new record. And that's partly because lots of countries have, you know, tried to repower their economies post COVID and have started burning coal. India and Pakistan have got this terrible heat wave, and that obviously creates a huge demand for electricity for air conditioning. The other, look, the more optimistic, you know, and I'm always minded to kind of where's the optimism in all of this. The more optimistic side of the story is that the process of negotiating tackling climate change continues, with lots of world leaders still saying they recognise how important it is. Not just Antonio Guterres, but lots of countries saying they recognise that this is really important.
Just a quick word on what's happening in South Asia, the heat wave there. As you well know, as a former South Asia correspondent, it gets very hot at this time of year in South Asia every year.
Very hot.
But is there a link to what's been set out in this report, to worsening climate change?
Well, the Met Office today published a report that said absolutely there is, and it's an attribution study, they call it, trying to discern the fingerprint of climate change in weather events. And they found that they looked actually back at a previous heat wave, 2010 heat wave, which was the most severe period of April-May heat since 1900. And they found it was 100 times more likely thanks to climate change. So instead of happening one every 312 years, we should now expect it to happen three times a decade, roughly once every 3 years. And if climate change continues as they expect it to, they're saying Northwest India and Pakistan should expect those kind of record temperatures every single year.
The BBC's climate editor, Justin Rowlatt there.